Okay, so we have three steps to take here. First step is we have to explain. Let's assume that we accept his move, namely that Rodef is automatically an Ein Lo Damim. Okay, Rodef is automatically an Ein Lo Damim, but the idea of taking out a limb is a din in terms of the Rishas. The Gavra of the Rodef is intrinsically an Ein Lo Damim, but the whole idea of whether you could take out a limb or not is in terms of the Rishas, which is given to the saver to save the Nirdef at the expense of the Rodef. That's only, that Rishas is contingent upon the inability to take out a limb. Okay? So once you take that as a promise, so now, even if the guy doesn't have Rishas, so look, he's Shvichas Damim, because he doesn't have Rishas. But still, he's not Chayiv Misa, or Bezin doesn't kill him, because he's Nein Lodamim, because the Gavra's Nein Lodamim. The question is, what's his middle ground? Like, what are these two different things between the Ein Lo Damim and the Rishas? Like, how's this operating exactly? Okay, good. So that's saying good. It's very similar to what we see what Ray set up. This whole framework we set up, I mean, it fits in nicely. I mean, we'll see. We have to compare. The grids is different from my answer. But the basic idea, I think, is very similar to what we're saying. In Ritzicha, there's the technical halachic, Maisa Ritzicha. And that is what the court, the Bezdin punishes upon. And then there's the underlying, the Gavros, Shofech Damim, you're just spilling blood. Right? It's like a human crime of killing, of murder, you're spilling blood. So he's saying is like this, is that Ein Lo Damim is a halachic status. That when a guy is a Rodef, halachically, he has a status of Ein Lo Damim. Okay, that's what he's saying. The Torah gives him a status of Ein Lo Damim. Machteres, Torah gives him a status of Ein Lo Damim. He's the Gavra's identity, he's like he's a dead man. And as such, if you kill him, it lacks in the Maaser Ritzicha. And you're exempt. Because it's like you're killing guys already dead. Halachically, his status is an Ein Lo Damim, and that status prevents you from Bezin, from being Chayiv Misa and Bezin for that. Because the Maaser Ritzicha is lacking. Because you're killing a guy who's a dead man. There's a shame of an Ein Lo Damim. So that's why you're exempt, you're potter if you kill him. But it doesn't mean the guy is really dead. I mean, the guy is literally alive. He has blood. He's walking around and breathing. He has a family. He has a whatever. And here it is. You're just going. It's true. He's Ein Lo Damim. But does that mean you're allowed to just go and kill him? Not necessarily. Then the Torah has to give you Rishas. Rishas is in the framework of the crime for Adam of killing. Ashvichas Damim. And saying the Torah gave you Rishas. Even though he's Ein Lo Damim, you need Rishas. So as I say, the Torah gave you Rishas to kill him. Okay, Rishas to kill him. Now by Machteres, the Torah gave you Rishas hands down. No ifs, ands, or buts. But by Rodef, Rabbi Yonatan Shaul's idea is that the Rishas is limited to the fact that if you can't take out a limb. You only have Rishas to do it insofar as saving the Nirdaf necessitates killing the guy. So even though his shame as Ein Lo Damim is objective, it's irrelevant the given factors. Rodef objectively, that's it, has a shame of Ein Lo Damim. But now the question is, do I have Rishus to just go and kill him, or am I just murdering? So the thing is, your Rishus is, well, you don't have Rishus just not to kill someone, your Rishus is because you need to do it in order to save the Nirdaf. So if you don't need to do it in order to save the Nirdaf, so you're just on your own deciding that I want to murder. So look, technically Bezin can't kill you because the Torah gave him a status as an Ein Lo Damim, so Bezin can't kill you. But is it murder? Yeah, of course it's murder. Yichayv Misa v'dei Shemayim. Chayv Shemayim is basically a murderer. There's no Rishos. Just like similar to like a guy who's outside of Yermakla. Outside of Yermakla. Once he goes out of the Yermakla, he is defined as an Ein Lo Damim. His status is an Ein Lo Damim. But do you have permission to kill him? Is it murder? So it says the permission was granted to the Yigal Adam, to the relative, not to anyone else. So if someone else would do it, they'd be involved in. They'd be involved in Shvichas Damim, but since he's a dead man, halachically, there's no money, it's lacking the Maaser Ritzicha and Bezin, but it's not actionable by Bezin. Damim, Right? It's similar to what we were saying. We were positing the Eil Adam, and we were saying it lacks in the Maisa Ritzicha because you're involved in the Maisa Hatzalah. I mean, they're all the same thing. As they were saying, is that in terms of the human crime of killing, you're definitely murdering because you could have taken out a limb, but it's not a Maisa Ritzicha. The question is, why is it not? Why is it lacking a Maisa Ritzicha for Bezin? The Grizz is saying because he's an Eil Adam. We were saying because it's a Maisa Hatzalah. Right? So that's the question. What's lacking halachically in the Ritzicha? In the Maisa Ritzicha? Is it the Gavra's Eil Adamim, which the Grizz is saying, or is it because it's a Maisa Hatzalah, which we were saying? But we're both saying, well, that's just in terms of the halachic definition as Maisa Ritzicha for Bezin to kill. But in terms of Shvichas Damim, the crime of Shvichas Damim, definitely is a crime of Shvichas Damim. You're just deciding. You don't want to bother yourself, and you want to kill him, so you're a murderer. So Yechayim Misa, the Shemayim. He said, that's what like the good. See, to bring out the difference of what we're saying, what he was saying, is like, he said is, the good thing is the Eil Adamim. And that's why it's not it's lacking in my Sotzicha. Now he said, even if you'd imagine you could kill him without saving the Nirdaf, right? Even if it wouldn't be Hatzalah, it's nothing to do with Hatzalah. It's just because he's a Gavra Ketila. He's an Eil Adamim. But what we're saying is, no, then why is it not a Maisa Ritzicha? Because it's a Maisa Hatzalah. So we wouldn't say if you could imagine it weren't saving the Nirdaf. The whole thing is because it is a Maisa Hatzalah, and a Maisa Hatzalah is defined as not a Maisa Ritzicha. You know what I mean? So that's what we're saying. It's because the Maisa is a different Maisa. It's not a Maisa Ritzicha, it's not a Maisa Ritzicha, Maisa Hatzalah. The Grizz is saying, no, it has nothing to do with that. The reason why it's not a Maisa Ritzicha is because the guy is defined as a dead man. It's defined as an Eil Adamim. So he has to posit that. He's positing as an Eil Adamim, which he has to get to. He has to get to why he posits that, or what the sense of that is. But that's what I'm saying is, I'm just going with how he's answering the question. I mean, this is the first step, is this answers the question. Now, you have to get into, what's the sense of defining as an Eil Adamim? Okay. So now the question is, though, and he works on this, he's not happy yet, because he has to explain. So what we're saying is that when it comes to the Rishos, the whole Rishos is given to the saver in order to save the Nirdaf. And it's only Rishos insofar as it's necessary to save the Nirdaf. Yet, the Rodef has a shame. Why is Rodef has a shame of Eil Adamim? Right? It's not like because Rodef is a terrible crime that deserves the status of Eil Adamim. It's because since you're running after someone, you're endangering their life, and that demands that people save them, even at the expense of your life. So he's not just learning; it's a super added thing. The Torah just says, "Oh, by the way, it's Shem Eil Adam." Shem Eil Adam is tied to; it emerges out of the halacha that people could save the din of Hatzalah even at the expense of his life. So since that's the case, you would say is that if you're running after a guy and people could save the Nirdaf, even by taking out a limb, so then why should the guy have a status of Eil Adamim? Why should the guy have a status of Eil Adamim? Because if the only way for people to save the Nirdaf is through taking out a limb, through killing you, then you can see is there Eil Adamim, because the Torah is basically saying that you're saying that people have a right to kill you. That's Eil Adamim. But since that's not the case, it depends upon the fact of that they can't take out your limb. So why is it that across the board the guy has the status of a road defense as Eil Adamim? So that he says is that he tries to work on that. He says, well, because that we don't go by. I mean, look, maybe there's someone out there on the other side of the world who's not going to be able to kill him by taking out a limb. So therefore, just across the board is when a road defense runs after someone, so then he's defined as Eil Adamim. But in terms of the particular near the particular guy who's trying to save him, that's where the Rishos, that's where you get into whether you take out a limb or not. I mean, that's what he's working on. So that's the sense. It's like, what sense does this thing make? I mean, why not just tie, why don't those two things go together? And just because someone outside on the other side of the world, the guy's defined as an Eil Adamim? Right? And just say, he's an Eil Adamim, he's an Eil Adamim. Like, what's his whole system here? And how's he different from Shimon Eger? But we say, good, so he's an Eil Adamim. Because the Nirdaf himself could kill him. Right? He didn't want to say that. He says, oh, just because the Nirdaf alone kill him, so what? But I mean, why is this different than he's saying he's Eil Adamim because of someone else out there? And I guess it's also nice to get at what is Eil Adamim exactly. I mean, it's kind of funny. What is the status of Anil Adam? What's the whole idea? Yeah, okay, so maybe this is what Morris is trying to say. That you have the Rodef. And the Rodef, you have the thing is like this, is that the Torah is creating a status on the Rodef. Okay? As an Ein Lo Damim. Now, by the way, what does it mean, Ein Lo Damim? Okay, what does it mean he's an Ein Lo Damim? Okay, let's just talk about that. What does it mean, Ein Lo Damim? So I think on the basic level, Ein Lo Damim means is that every person is like a Yesh Lo Damim. Okay, there's a Rashi sort of says, it's like he doesn't have value or something like that. He's like, he doesn't have a nefesh. He's not valuable. You could just kill him. So I think it means is like, that the Torah protects human beings, protects the life of a human being. It recognizes the person has value, and his life is worthwhile. And how does it protect it? It protects it through being a murder, the crime of murder, to kill him. And murder is a bad crime, and there are consequences of murder. In other words, it means like every person has a status of dhamma. It means he's like a protected status. It means he's protected that you can't kill him, and there's consequences for killing him. But an Ein Lo Damim means is that, so to speak, he's defined as like he lost his value as of living, and he's no longer protected by the Torah. It's his status like his Ein Lo Damim. He's like he doesn't have he's now you're allowed to kill him. He doesn't have any value. He doesn't have value in his life, and anyone who, now basically it means is the Torah is no longer protects the guy's life, and you can just kill him. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what it means is like this, is that when you have a guy who's a rodef, the Torah is saying is that the action of being a rodef renders you an Ein Lo Damim. It means you lose your protected status. The Torah gives you a status of Ein Lo Damim. It means that you're an unprotected guy. The Torah doesn't protect you anymore. Is that since the crime of a rodef means you're endangering someone's life, you're trying to kill someone, and the Torah recognizes the value of Hatzalah, basically the Torah, in order to enable Hatzalah, like we said, for instance, is like you have a clash between the rodef and the nirdaf, right? So the Torah resolved it in favor of the nirdaf, right? In favor of the nirdaf. How did it resolve it? So the Grizz is learning, it defined as an Ein Lo Damim, which means is that normally, why Ein Docha Nefesh Ein Nefesh? Because every Nefesh is a Nefesh, and the Torah protects the Nefesh, there's Pikuch Nefesh, the Torah protects the Nefesh of a person. But the Torah did, when it came to Rodef versus Nirdaf, it's because the Rodef is endangering the Nirdaf, so the Torah defined the Rodef as an Ein Lo Damim. It means the Torah will no longer protects the Rodef. He has a status of Ein Lo Damim, and now, of course, now you save the Nirdaf. So the Torah did is when you have a Rodef, it's because of he's endangering the life of the Nirdaf, the Torah categorically defined them as an Ein Lo Damim. And you gotta go, why? Again, because in general, you have to save the Nirdaf at all costs. Okay, you have to say at all costs, and therefore you define him as the Torah defines him as an Ein Lo Damim. By doing that, by chasing after someone and endangering his life, where you know that people may have to kill you, people could save him at all costs. You're basically giving up your life. Okay, you're giving up the value of your life, and the Torah recognizes it, defines you as an Ein Lo Damim. Okay, so again, so the status of a rodef is the status of an Ein Lo Damim. Okay, and a rodef is an objective category. Now, in terms of the status of the Gavra, it's difficult to say that his halachic status is contingent upon taking a survey and figuring out whether everybody out there who's around could kill him, could take out a limb, or could not take out a limb. In other words, it's a halachic status which is conferred upon the guy. And that status has to be objectified. And it can't go by this type of thing. Is there someone out there I mean, there's just no way to do that. I mean, the Rechaim is going, the is giving you an example. So imagine someone outside the world. In theory, as long as there's anyone out there, he should, as the Torah is going to allow that guy to kill him. So the saying is that the categorically, a rodef is someone who is opening himself up to being killed. He's endangering the Nirdaf, and the Torah gives absolute rights to protect the Nirdaf at all costs. So therefore, the Torah did is that a rodef has the status of an Eladam. Okay, that's in terms of his halachic status. But now you'll say is, but now there's reshus for the onlookers to kill the rodef. But that's in terms of, that's not in terms of the halachic status. The halachic status is an Eladam. But now we're talking about the human crime of spilling blood. Okay, that's not like a halachic chal hashem. That's just a matter of the human being is obligated to guard, to protect. You know, they can't just go around and start spilling blood. So saying even if the Torah gave him a status, you know, the Torah's not going to protect this guy. He doesn't have a status of being protected, and it's not going to be halachically a ma'aser tzicha. But it doesn't mean you have a right to just spill blood. He's alive, and you don't have reshus. Torah didn't give you permission. The Torah didn't chew it. He's not protected. The Torah didn't give you permission to go and kill him. The Torah didn't give you permission. So now you're just going and killing him. Now the Torah did give you permission, though, that you have permission to kill him in order to accomplish this goal of saving the Nirdaf. Okay, so insofar as you need to do it, then the Torah gave you permission. Insofar as you don't need to do it, the Torah didn't give you permission. See, that's a matter of you. I am the guy who's trying to save him. And the question is, did the Torah give me permission? So my permission is contingent upon my necessity. Upon the necessity. And each guy is his own guy. So that could be a subjective reality because in me, it's a chiyuv on me and it's permission for me. So do I have permission? My permission is based upon whether I need to or I don't need to. But in terms of the status of the rodef, to say that his status is like one status for me, one status for you, one status for you, all the different statuses, I mean, like it is, the Torah basically said is that since categorically rodefs need to be killed or need to be the Nirdaf has to be saved no matter what, even at the expense of his life. Categorically, the Torah defined the Nirdaf, the Rodef, as an Eldam. As an Eldam. Because of the saving of the Nirdaf, but it's not contingent upon the actuality of the guy who's, who needs to kill him. That's what he means. He doesn't mean because of that guy. He just means the fact that there always could exist a guy like that means halachically you define the guy as an Eldam. Okay, because as long as all you would need is there one guy, it means the Torah is permitting anybody to kill him. Anyone who needs to kill him could kill him. So basically the Torah is saying is this crime of being a rodef is one that the Torah says, you know, we're not going to protect you. We're not going to protect you. Let anyone who needs to kill you. So you're defined as a dumb the second you do it. Now, is someone allowed to? It depends if they need to. So if they need to, they need to. If they don't need to, then it's murder. Then they're just deciding to... Now, of course, his status is Nail Dhamim. Since his status is Nail Dhamim, so now it's not going to be able to kill you. But bottom line is the guy's reshus is going to be based upon whether he needs to or whether he needs to. Whether that tzala necessitates it or not. Right. Yeah, okay, so let me elaborate. So I think that's the thing good, is that the Rishim and Eger, the point, the difference between the Grizz and Rishim and Eger is that, see, according to the Grizz, let me start with the Grizz. The Grizz thing is like you have a clash between the Rodef and the Nirdaf, and generically, there are going to be people out there who are going to have to kill who are going to have to save the Nirdaf, and that may involve killing the Rodef. So the Torah did is it basically said that the Gavra of the Rodef has a status of an Ein Lo Damim. Okay, that's the way the Torah resolved it. It gave him a status of an Ein Lo Damim because there are going to be people out there who are going to have this conflict of Nefesh versus Nefesh, which is unresolvable, and you're going to end up having the Nirdaf dying. So what the Torah did is the Torah gave him a status. Says a guy, the Gavra of the Rodef, has a status of an Ein Lo Damim. The Torah is not protecting the Gavra of the Rodef. Fine. So that's fine. And the reason why the Torah did it is because there are going to be people out there who need to kill him. And it's true, some people may not, but there are people who need to. And vis-a-vis those people, he gave them a status. And the status, as long as the status is an objective status. Hard to say, it's going to vary from person to person. The status is a status in the Gavra. Status in the Gavra of the Rodef. But Rav Shimon Eger was saying is, no, really, intrinsically, the guy didn't have the status. Really, the Torah didn't say, everyone out there really has to take out a limb. And the Torah really wouldn't have given the status. It's just a separate halacha that the Nirdaf, that a Nirdaf has a right of self-defense. The Nirdaf has a right of self-defense at all costs. And because of the world of the Nirdaf, is that he has self-defense. Therefore, since the Nirdaf could kill him, so therefore the guy is an Ein Lo Damim. See, but that's, but the Nirdav, that wouldn't define, according to Grizzly, he said that, the Nirdav won't define the Gavra of the Rodev, because that has nothing to do with the Gavra of the Rodev. It just happens to be that the Nirdav, a person has a supreme right of self-defense, and he has a right to even kill, to defend himself. So that's, but that's not going to define the Rodev. It has nothing to do with the Rodev. That's just a separate halacha, that it's a right that of a person to protect himself. But what the Grizz is saying is, no, it's not just because of some guy out there, it's that the Rodev is endangering the Nirdav. That sets up a clash, and the way the Torah deals with that is that it gives the status, the Rodev, a status of an Enel Damim. And that status is an objective status in the Gavra of the Rodev. So if it comes from within the Rodev, then it makes sense that it's going to be objective. No matter what. But if you're going to say that it has really nothing to do with the Rodev, if it's due to some totally extraneous framework of self-defense, that it just happens to be that you have that someone out there has a right to kill him, that doesn't mean the Torah is saying he's defined as someone who's not protected. No, he's a protected person. But there's an instance which a particular individual has a right to kill him. It's not saying Torah gave him, defined him as a guy who's worthless and has no value and, you know, anyone can kill him. It's not saying that. It just, there's a particular halacha of self-defense. But in the case of the Rodev, if you're saying is there are people out there who need to, everyone has to protect the Rodev, the Nirdav, and then that will involve killing him. That will involve killing him. So the Torah did is it gave him an objective status as an Enel Damim. Okay, now the last point in the Grizz, I guess we'll try this tomorrow, is where he takes an about face and basically says, oh, maybe you'll even say that the status of Enel Damim is a relative status. So Enel Damim vis-a-vis this guy and not Enel Damim vis-a-vis that guy. Right? It's a relative status, depends on vis-a-vis who. But still, since he has a status of Enel Damim vis-a-vis somebody, so if I kill him, Bezdin's not going to kill me. Because that's enough to exempt me from vis-a-vis Bezdin. Because someone, vis-a-vis someone out there, is an Enel Damim. So this whole thing just sounds very forced. What does that mean? I have a status Enel Damim vis-a-vis you, but not vis-a-vis, isn't it a status of me? And he says it's a status of me, because he says, since it's a status of me, so therefore, since I have the status vis-a-vis someone, therefore anyone who kills him is going to be a 95 Misa. I mean, that just sounds, the whole thing sounds forced. Why is he doing this? What was wrong? What's he bothered by? And what's his new formulation? It's like an about face in the very last few lines, you know, but it's like a major reformulation. So what's his new idea? Yeah, 10 lines up. Yeah, 10 lines from the end, Afilu Em, at the end of the line, Afilu Nema. Yeah, the last 10 lines, basically. What's he doing?